there are solutions we can agree on, even gun owners like us.
The national political group Americans for Responsible Solutions hit the Arizona airwaves this week with an ad targeting Senators Jeff Flake and John McCain. The gun control super PAC led by Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly was hoping to convince Flake and McCain to support universal background checks for gun sales. To help drive that point home, Pam Simon, a January 8th shooting victim, and other gun control advocates held a news conference in front of Senator Flake's Tucson office to put pressure on him.
So we know that Senator Flake and Gabby worked together well when they were in the U.S. House of Representatives. And so, Senator Flake, I'd like to call on you to listen to your friend Gabby now.
The news conference was held to deliver hundreds of letters to Flake. It was also a rally.
We are united.
Tucson is united.
Arizona.
One day later, Giffords and Kelly stood in front of the Safeway where Giffords was shot to call on Flake and McCain for their support.
Now, Senators Jeff Flake and Senator John McCain are considering this legislation. And I think it's clear to them that 92% of Americans, 92%, that's a very important number, support a universal background check.
Following the rallies and news conferences, Senator Flake issued statements saying he does not support the universal background check. That raises questions about the effectiveness of those rallies, letter-writing campaigns, and even TV ads. Former Southern Arizona Congressman Jim Colby says even though big money goes into lobbying efforts, what happened in Tucson this week can be effective.
It's a grassroots, and members of Congress do respond to that. Now, many of them have very, very strongly held views on one side or the other of this and aren't going to be convinced by advertising one way or the other. But I think grassroots advocacy is critically important, and it has been throughout American history. We've had it from the time of the founding of our country.
Colby says grassroots efforts are particularly effective when they look for a moderate tone.
You don't have to say, I want you to go from being an opponent of any gun legislation to supporting registration, banning all guns and registration of all guns that are permitted. There are middle ground positions.
Colby says there's a reason that grassroots contacts make a difference.
Grassroots means you're talking to people who are voting, care about this, and really make a difference. So when you hear about it from citizens, which has always been one of the strengths, of course, of the National Rifle Association, when you hear about it from your constituents, it has a larger impact than the paid lobbyists coming in to see you in your office.
Even the grassroots efforts for gun control have plenty of money behind them. Pam Simon is working with Mayors Against Illegal Guns, a lobbying effort led by New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. And Giffords is behind the super PAC Americans for Responsible Solutions. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.